Remember, man, that thou art dust. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Reverend fathers, dear faithful and students, spring seems in the air again this morning, doesn't it? But before the snow all melts away, as it should, because in any case today is the start of spiritual spring for my soul, we should pause a moment as we say goodbye to this long, long winter, perhaps one final farewell. We should pause to consider with gratitude how each season has its particular charms, its beauty. And surely, the payback, as it were, after the snow panic and the weather reports and the ice and the rest, is, along with that terrible cold, the sun that shines these days when the storm is done. And doubly bright, because the sun, its light is reflected in the white, white snow. The same scene we will see on the second Sunday of Lent on Mount Tabor at the Transfiguration, where our Lord's face, the evangelist says, did shine as the sun and became white, white as snow, blindingly bright, this white. It makes us want to reach for our sunglasses. If you're a sunglass kind of person, I've given up on them because I always forget them. Either I forget where I put them or else I forget to put them on. But I think if you're a driver, at some point, when you get the sun right in your eyes, they become a necessity. Every Ash Wednesday, I see, when I hear the introit, Almighty God wearing sunglasses. Not against the glare, but in his goodness, as it were, so as not to stare at our sins. That's the sense of the Latin in the introit. This wonderful phrase from the Book of Wisdom. Dissimulans peccata hominum. Thou hast mercy upon all, O Lord, overlooking the sins of men for the sake of repentance. So, as it were, today, God pretends. He makes as though he doesn't see our sins. Any one of which, I mean a mortal sin, one would do, that would be enough to cast us into that pit of fire which burns but gives no light for all eternity. Think of it. We should think of sin today. Cardinal Newman says that God forgets our sins if we remember them. The first thing, then, is in the light to see them. And when we see our sins, it is a proof that we are not God, as we saw on Sunday. He made us, and not we ourselves. The first truth, which we ungratefully have forgotten. And up until this present day and hour and moment, we have done nothing but rebel and riot and make revolution against his sweet rule. So we sinners, all of us, including the sinless babies whose only sin original has been baptized away. We, all of us, file up to the communion rail for the black smudge, which is the proud badge that marks a Catholic on Ash Wednesday. The blessed palm reduced to burned black ash and blessed a second time. And while we're there, we're told something. It's good not to forget. Remember, man, thou art dust. Remember? It's remarkable any of us could ever forget it. While we walk in the sunlight of God's presence, that is. But when the sun sets and it gets dark, what happens? In the darkness of the soul, sin disappears, doesn't it? I've been thinking about dust this week, these sunny days since Sunday's storm. The sun shows dust to be everywhere, some fine, thin, almost invisible layer lies all about, on top of everything. Despite our best efforts, it shows what you missed when you dusted. And you could never dust enough to keep up with it. The bright sunlight is beautiful, but in a sense, it's hard to bear because it shows us where we missed and what we're missing. It makes us think almost that keeping up, I mean with cleaning and dusting, would be almost an impossible task. And some days I feel like I should be a cat crouching down and hunting that inevitable dust bunny, which is always going to taunt me. Dust, remember it, even when the sun goes under and it becomes invisible. It's everywhere, and it calls you to duty. Sin is everywhere. It calls you to penance, and to prayer, and to alms. Death is everywhere. Remember, man, thou art dust. To dust shalt thou return. That's true, but how do I miss it? But we do manage to miss it, don't we? And we manage rather well to carry on, even in the very teeth of death at times. That's our resilient human nature. But we also manage, not despite, but rather because of this ubiquitous, this everywhere dust, to carry on as though God were not, as though we were the only ones, and to carry on as though God certainly were not everywhere, seeing everything, but he is. And as though finally we were really gods in the story, and not simply left to ourselves a little bit of dust. The worst of the sins of God's people, from the very beginning, from the Old Testament until today, occur when we forget this double truth. God is and always will be, and that we were made by him out of dust and must one day return to dust. When we forget him, when we just don't notice God anymore, when we see only our dirt and our dust and not the good creator, then it is that we fall, because we've forgotten our essential dustiness. The Israelites in the desert. Moses is gone for a few days, and they panic, and they make themselves a golden calf so their religion can be just like everybody else's religion, and they too will have their idol. And the pagan kings, paganizing of Israel, turning their back on God with their many concubines, and turning to the worship of idols. Whatever changes, those leaders of old and our leaders today always seek to replace the one who alone can save us, Christ our King, with their strategies and with their sanctions. Now, all of this goes all the way back, really, to the beginning. Adam and Eve, who turned from God's blinding light, in which alone we see, to swallow Satan's strategy. And with it, the apple. Gulp. You shall be as gods. This left them blind, so blind that they, now destined to return to dust, because death is the price of sin, that they imagined they could hide from God. But the only thing the light does when the light comes down from heaven is to make the dust obvious and quite visible and unavoidable. There it is. There's the sunbeam, there's the dust. You could put sunglasses on when the light which cometh into this world, and the darkness grasps it not, comes in, when that light shows you your dust within, and shows you more, shows you to be dust. But dust you are, hide though you may, and to dust you will return. And as you humble yourself today in ashes, as we all do, and all Lent long in penance, in the giving up, in the doing extra, look up and see beyond your dust. If the light should not blind us, my friend, neither should our dust. Look beyond the dust. See the good God, the good, good God, who made you out of dust, but who will not leave you in the dust. He destines you to that place, to that paradise of eternal light, which is infinitely better than the garden of paradise from which our first parents were escorted out by an angel with a fiery sword. God has a plan to put you into paradise if only you will walk in his light while remembering that you are dust. That paradise where nobody need pretend or look past the dust or wear sunglasses or a disguise. Where your sin, O dust, will be forgotten, because today, in dust and ashes, in confession and cleansing, in prayer and in penance, because today you remembered these words, man, thou art dust. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.